Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. This is your host, Mary Sauden, naturopath and fertility coach. I help women go from frustrated, overwhelmed, and isolated to calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. Each week, I have a real and empowering conversation with everyday women and men struggling with fertility to bring you hope, comfort, and support. This is our story. Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Cortano. Dr. Cortano is a dual board certified physical therapist in pediatrics and urology with a passion for seeing children and families grow successfully and thrive together. Welcome to the podcast, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes. Like you said, I am a physical therapist by my background. I've been practicing for about 15 years, and I've had my private practice for about the last 8 years. Really, my private practice grew out of a passion for seeing families thrive. So being able to treat them in the home where they're most comfortable, where they live their lives every day, instead of in the clinic, which is just not conducive to the home environment and often doesn't reflect what they're doing.
Okay, that sounds great. Can you tell us more about your clinic, Altogether Wellness?
Yes. So we started off primarily as a therapy clinic, practicing PT, OT, and speech for our young clients as they need them. But out of the experience of being in the home, what I found was families just weren't thriving. And oftentimes they weren't thriving because of other things that were affecting their health. Lifestyle, diet, sleep routines, exercise, and they were just functioning in chaos. And when that's happening, babies aren't thriving. And so we now offer, and we're very pleased to be able to support families in a larger capacity, looking at more of a parenting coaching role to support them in developing routines and habits and strategies that are going to make them successful now, but also set up those future generations for success. Mm-hmm. And then we also have expanded into functional medicine in the last several years and are really focusing on mom's health to, again, affect her ability to be the best mom she can be now and then generations.
Mm-hmm. That is so interesting. Like, what programs do you have at your clinic?
So we have our traditional therapies, which can be individualized to each child's needs. Mm-hmm. We also offer wellness services directed more towards parents. So that might be getting back into exercise and helping support them in that role, but also in that whole role as their transition to motherhood changes and finding their own identity, finding their own health. That's our signature program, Crushing Motherhood, that really addresses all of those pieces and how do they find a flow in their motherhood so that they can then take back time and energy in their day for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we have our functional medicine program, which really and it hits home on mom's goals and digs deep into the exhaustion and the difficulty losing weight and just getting back to being who they want to be as a mom and as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely when we become moms, there's a lot of things going on and having that support is really important.
I often find they put themselves in the back burner too, right? Mom's mm-hmm. health comes last to everything else at home.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden they get kids that are ready to go to school and they're like, I don't even know where to start. I have no energy. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like myself. I don't even know what to do. So we love to support those moms too.
Okay. That sounds excellent. And I know that you have been expanding also in the area of preconception. Like you try to utilize epigenetics to help understand like how personal genetics play a role in conception and pregnancy. Can you tell us more about what is epigenetics?
Yeah. So epigenetics is so fascinating to me. This is what really gets me excited. Mm-hmm. The body's ability to turn on and turn off gene expression of certain factors. So for example, we might all be carriers or have certain carrier characteristics for genes, but they're turned on or turned off based on other things that we do, our diet, our lifestyle, all of those things. And specifically, when it comes to fertility, what we're finding is things like some of the genetic disorders we see in childhood, premature birth, gestational diabetes, some of those other factors can be influenced by epigenetics. And we're finding out more and more all the time, able to test for those things and give mom a personalized plan to make sure pregnancy is successful and healthy, and mom has got an optimal chance of delivering a healthy baby and having a healthy first year of life.
And what are the epigenetic factors that would impact like fertility for males and females?
Sure. So I'm glad you mentioned dad, right? Because I think moms shoulder a lot of this responsibility, and the reality is we know that a significant portion of this also comes from dad, right? So those are super interesting things to look at. But generally speaking, there's several different factors that we can look at that we know is going to influence a healthy pregnancy, an ability to get pregnant, stay pregnant, and have a healthy baby. So things like methylation, which is one of our body's detoxification processes. There's a couple of other detoxification processes. So if we aren't detoxifying well, we're going to have a buildup of the things we don't want in our body, and that can influence the ability to get and stay pregnant. Additionally, lipid metabolism, so our ability to metabolize different factors that affect things like high blood pressure, lipids in our body, all of that. And then just creation and utilization of certain vitamins. So we need a lot of things to support a healthy pregnancy. And some people have a better ability to metabolize and use things like vitamin D and zinc than others, but they're critical for a healthy pregnancy.
That is definitely very interesting. So is there anything that like women or men out there struggling with infertility, what can they do to turn on or off certain genes that would affect their fertility?
Yes. So I think just generally speaking, one of the things that we always like to promote and remind people of is fertility health really starts 3 months before you're even thinking about conceiving. So 3 months before conception is when that egg or that sperm is getting primed for being released. And so when we think about optimizing health, we want to start well before we're thinking about actually conceiving baby. So that's one big key. Another big key is just thinking about whole healthy nutrition, diet, and lifestyle. So, are we eliminating stresses, eliminating chemical exposure, eating a whole foods diet? All of those things can help optimize our bodies. And then the third piece is getting tested. And that's one of the cool things we're excited to be able to offer in 2022. There's a neat test called Grow Baby. And so Grow Baby will specifically look at the epigenetics of that individual and come up with a personalized report of which of these factors are going to be the biggest risk for them, so that we can then develop a lifestyle, diet, and potentially supplement strategy that's going to be specific to them to promote healthy pregnancy, healthy babies, and healthy long-term outcomes.
That is so interesting. Is the Grow Baby like a blood test that people can take or?
Yeah, so it's a genetic test that is done through blood spotting. So we get a nice little kit we can send to you done right at home. The blood spot is then sent off to our lab, and about 3 weeks later, we get this nice report back that goes through everything specific to mom's health and what we can recommend them to make sure mom's pregnancy is optimal.
That definitely is very fascinating. So it'll kind of like be tailored based on her genetics.
Yeah, there's so many good recommendations out there for overall health, right? But I compare this to that old analogy of, you throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. If we're taking all of these things, we don't really know what's helping. And in some cases, potentially overtaking vitamins could be dangerous as well. And so I think it's important that we look at what's individualized to mom, specifically for moms who might be struggling to get pregnant, and making sure that we can support them in a healthy pregnancy. But also, we know that long-term risk factors for baby's development and chronic health conditions start all the way back in gestation. So, for example, gestational diabetes increases the likelihood of baby having obesity when they're older. So we want to be able to change generations from the start.
Yes, that's for sure. So it all starts with an egg, as they would say.
Yes.
And it's so important for
moms to at least prep maybe 3 months or so before pregnancy.
Yeah.
And what advice would you give for moms and dads out there to try and achieve like a healthy pregnancy?
Oh, yeah. So this is always so interesting. I think, and this is so hard, right? Because this is such a challenging topic and can get very emotional for so many people. So I think one of the best things we can do is reduce our stress level overall. And in that way, we're reducing the amount of toxic load that our body has because stress automatically that toxic load in our body. And that can be detrimental to pregnancy. So I think one of the big things I encourage parents to do is not get too stressed about it. When they're starting out, enjoy the process, right? Because that's my part of the fun, or at least most dads would agree. I would hope most moms would agree as well. But make sure that they're not getting too stressed about it, not just for the fact that it's, it should be a fun and enjoyable process, but also because that can optimize their health. So eating a whole foods diet with plenty of high quality fats, our avocados, our fish with good quality oils in them. All of those kinds of things can be really important. And then fruits and vegetables in ample amounts to make sure we're detoxifying the body as well.
Perfect. That's great recommendations. And I love how you mentioned that decreasing stress is so important, since a lot of couples going through infertility usually have a lot of stress. Sometimes it's likened to like grief or even stress
Yeah.
of going through cancer, like the stress of infertility. And yes, it's so important to deal with that.
Yeah, recognize it, right? I don't by any means want to downplay it because it is so critical and so important. And yet I think just processing it and acknowledging it, acknowledging we need to move through it is a critical piece of moving on to a healthy pregnancy.
Yes, for sure. And with the stress piece, like meditation, very important, or even mindfulness exercises or
Absolutely. They're both good. And then
exercise.
my PC heart loves exercise, right? It doesn't have to be high intensity, but getting outside, connecting with nature can be another way, and taking a walk. Plus, at least in our area of the country, there's plenty of vitamin D this time of year, which is also beneficial both for healthy pregnancy, but also for just being outside and helping with the mental health component.
Yes, that's so important, especially now in these days of COVID and lockdowns and restrictions and mental health and being out in nature, connecting even with nature or other people is so important for stress relief.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up because that definitely has added a whole different layer of stress that we haven't had previously. And I think that's something we need to acknowledge as well as we're working through what are those stressors, and acknowledging the isolation component or the fear of delivering in such a unique time can be very important as well.
That is so interesting that you're working with couples and mums with the use of epigenetics. What made you want to work in this area?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I think it was just a natural progression from where we've been as I have gotten further into functional medicine and started down that path from my own health journey and then have continued to help my clients and current clients and have gotten more referrals. I've gotten more and more women who are struggling with infertility coming to me saying, okay, I know I need to optimize my health and I'm having trouble with the things that I know functional medicine can help with and figuring out my autoimmune issues, getting my weight under control. I want to get back to an energy level that I feel like will support my lifestyle, but also support my desire to be a mom. And so this was a natural progression for me to just add another factor to say, what else can we do now that we've optimized your health to make sure that we can optimize your ability to baby and what else is out there to do that? So, I've loved this concept for a while. I think personalized medicine is the direction of our future and so
I agree.
critical. And so, this just adds another level to it.
I definitely agree with you there. Where can people reach you?
Yeah, so we are on Instagram and Facebook, and we also have a website. The name of the business is Altogether Wellness. It's altogetherwellness.net. If you want to look us up, you can see our services there, and there's a place to contact us there. But follow us along on social media as well, and we're always putting out tips and strategies and just ways to help manage all of these components of life to help moms get through to that next level and optimize who they want.
Awesome. I'll have all of those links in the show notes of this episode so that for anyone who wants to contact you and check out the programs that you have, they can just click the link in the show notes. So thank you
We'd love
so
that.
much. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer, for everything that you do to help your clients and women and men struggling out there with infertility. And thanks so much for being in the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
How awesome was that? If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe, and I would love to receive a review from you. And let's keep this conversation going. What is your fertility journey like? How are you choosing to be compassionate with yourself? Subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast. I've got a new episode coming your way next week, and until then, talk soon.